Patrick, a wee rare trip back to Brandywell as a spectator?
I'm looking forward to it, I think. Obviously, I keep in touch and see what's happening. So they've been playing, and I'm looking forward to a good game, really.
How's it going for you?
All right. Obviously, the inevitable happened, I think. It was looking like we were getting relegated, and it happened. But look, you just have to dust yourself down. These things happen, and try and move on.
How would you compare that league level to what you've left behind?
It's a tough one because obviously I've only played a few games. I think I've played like 6 games or 7 games maybe, and off the bench started and then came on. And it's hard to say, but I think the top teams here would do really well. I've said it to a few who have spoke to. I think like Derry, Cork, Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk, most definitely hold their own. Like,
homesick? No.
No, not sure of me. Maybe one of the misses with me, that's all I need here.
Looking toward next season, what's the plans? What plans are the club laying out?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. It's a bit up in the air because of the relegation, and I think we just have to sit tight now for a few weeks and just weigh everything up and see what's going to happen, because I'm not too sure what's going to happen.
How long have you signed for?
I've 2 years left now, so just take it from there.
Looking further down the line, you must have aspirations of going higher and maybe getting international appearances.
That's the aim, hey. It's obviously playing in League 2 now, it's a tough one at my age, so I just have to see now what's all in the pipeline for me.
When you look at the number of players that have played here and have gone on to, you know, really high levels, it must inspire you to just keep plugging away at it.
It does, I think. It has to be your aim. You have to keep shooting for the top and just keep going. And obviously it's a setback now for me, but I just have to take it my stride and try and do something.